FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Saturday morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show. This morning is Jace. Our sponsors today, Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated, the CCA Star Tournament, the Belleville Meat Market, Mainstream Marketing, and Boyd's One Stop. All right. Looking at Galveston weather right now. Winds down there right now are north at 9 to 12. It's 68 degrees on the island. Today, sunny to partly cloudy. There's a slight chance of a rain shower they're throwing in there for good measure, about a 20%, but high of 78 and north winds 15 to 25. I'm not seeing that yet, but they're still calling for it. And then for tonight, scattered thunderstorms during the evening, partly cloudy skies after midnight, low of around 65, north winds 10 to 20, rain chance 50% tonight. And then for tomorrow, overcast with a high of 73, north-northwest winds 15 to 25. So it looks like a beautiful day for Mother's Day tomorrow, so we can live with that. And looking at current conditions around the complex, it's, I don't know, 14 at the jetties right now. That's been kind of picking up since I got here this morning. 13 out of the north at the old rollover site. Eagle Point's about 10 out of the north. Morgan's Point, 11. And down by the pass, San Luis Pass, is 15 out of the north. And then around Tiki Island, Causeway, 16 miles per hour out of the north. So that's kind of where we're at on a north wind this morning. And they are calling for it to be stronger, but hopefully not. Maybe they missed it. Hope they did. Anyway. All right, well, let's move over east of town, go over to the Golden Triangle area, and check in with our good friend Bill Watkins at Sabine Lake, see what's up over there. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Hey, man. What's happening?
Man, just kind of trying to get rolling here this morning.
Yeah. After yesterday, it's hard for me to get rolling. Oh, that'd be great.
Did you get a lot of rain out of that? I saw those bands kept coming through you. Man, Louisiana looked like they got smoked yesterday.
They did. And I was on the, you know, the far western edge of Louisiana, but good grief. I found out yesterday that my rain gear was not adequate.
It wasn't?
No.
Got a few leaks there, bud.
Oh, good
Lord. A little dripping going on.
The only place that wasn't leaking was the hood of my rain suit.
Unbelievable.
And thank goodness, because I had to have my hearing aids dry. You know, I can't get
right.
Them wet. Something that happens to all of us. Oh, anxious.
So you wear hearing aids? You know. You don't ever talk or sound like you have hearing aids. Usually, I can tell somebody that has them on by talking to them, but I never have noticed
well,
that with you.
No, I have.
Some good
ones. They're Bluetooth, and that makes all the difference in the world. The sound quality of these things is just absolutely wonderful when you got them on Bluetooth.
Wow.
But you don't want to get them wet. If you get them wet, they'll start hissing, and you have to send them back to the factory.
Oh, boy.
And that's not a good thing. You know, it's just, my dad had real bad hearing problems, and I always hoped that I wouldn't follow in his footsteps. But I did. And, yeah, but that was the only thing that was drowning me yesterday was my hood, you know.
Yeah.
Golly, man, it just... It rained, and the wind blew out of the northeast with those squalls, and it was unrelenting. And we got to the causeway launching ramp there a little bit before dawn, and I said, guys, this is impossible. The tide was choking out, you know, just boiling, and the water was filthy, dirty, and I said, oh, we're going to the deep bayou. Here we go.
Yeah.
We drove over there 10 miles, and it was a whole different world.
Yeah.
Man. So we wound up catching, let's see, 26 trout. I mean, some nice ones. And three of the prettiest flounder you ever seen. One of them almost 4 pounds.
A lot of good flounder showing up, man. I mean, really good quality size, you know.
Yeah, they're coming in even with the fresh water that's in the lake. But
yeah, fresh water.
For some reason,
flounder.
We've had some pretty good tides, and that water cleared up on the Louisiana side. Even with a northeast wind, it was fairly good. But we couldn't fish the main lake. I mean, it was just honking in there. You get very far away from that Johnson's Bayou curve.
Right.
And you know.
Yeah, northeast wind blows right down the middle of that lake.
But we got extremely fortunate. I think we had 8 trout and I think 3 flounder at that time. And we were coming in. It was about 1:45. And I found a flock of little gray bat-looking seagulls. I don't know what they are.
Oh, little mackerel birds. Little mackerel birds is what we call them.
Is that what they're called?
Yeah.
They're dark gray.
Uh-huh.
And, boy, they were swirling around.
Well, summer's here if the mackerel birds are showing up.
I said, that's it, boys. He said, what do you think? Have you ever found fish under those? I said, every time. If they're doing like that, that's where the fish are.
Yeah, if they're swarming and circling back, they're on them, man.
Eased up back there to the left of them, just where we could reach them.
Mm-hmm.
And that water was 9 foot. And they stayed right there, and we caught over 20.
Oh, good.
I mean, nice trout.
Saved the day, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Pulled a rabbit out of the hat.
I'd rather be lucky than good anytime.
Hey, any day. And if you're both, you're blessed.
Yeah, when opportunity meets preparedness, that's exactly what, you know, I knew exactly what to do with it.
Amen, brother.
It's like, thank you, Jesus. I appreciate it.
Thanks, somebody.
I appreciate it. Yeah.
Little gift from the trout gods here.
But I mean, you just throw it out there. They were on the bottom.
Yeah.
And you just throw it out there and let it sink 9 foot of water, and here they go, thump, you know, you get right down to the bottom, they thump it. And we had triples going on, just, you know, for probably on half an hour. And we just sat there and caught them.
Cool.
Left them laying on the deck. I just love it when it's like that.
Yeah.
Man, oh, man. Yeah, most of them were all 15 up to 18s, just perfect size.
Just what the doctor ordered for keeping fish.
Yep. So what that told me is the water's clearing up on the Louisiana side. Well, it was clear pretty much everywhere we went into a bio. We couldn't fish open lake, like I said, because it was just northeast wind was piling in. But we get in the mouth of a ditch or a little bayou or something like that, and the tide was going out most of the morning, you know, and we could catch them because the water was coming out of that marsh clear. Mm-hmm. And oh man, hey, that's ice cream conditions. It's high water.
Sure.
You know, because we got a lot of fresh water coming down the rivers. I tasted of it. I couldn't taste any salt at all.
Oh boy.
But the water clarity was what excited me. I went, okay, I've got options here. But I literally got chased away from the ship channel. You know, it was just too rough to fish it.
Yeah, that winds, it's impossible.
And when you do that, you got to go to the backwater. That's it.
That's all you can do. At least you got something to fish in the backwater.
Oh, yeah, man, they were in there. And we could catch one or two everywhere we went.
Sure.
One might be not quite 13 inches and fold them back. But most of them were 15s.
Mm-hmm.
So those fish are moving up out of the main lake. Now, I had exhausted that area because there was so much fresh water in there. But now all these new fish are showing up. It's like, oh, wow. There's still some out there in that main lake that haven't moved in to the shoreline yet. And they're full of eggs. Mm-hmm. That was the most exciting part of all. Shoot. It's on. Throw them like a chicken bone.
What were you throwing at them?
We were throwing K. Wiggler ball tails and white and the proverbial Little John in white or yellow.
All the time, they always text me or message me or whatever. What makes the Little John so good? You tell me. I mean, it just...
I have no clue.
It's, I don't know whether it has a lot to do with this, the scent that it's, you know, that it's poured in it. I just think it's just the right, an opportunity bait, the right size. And it, you know, these fish can look at it as a shrimp or maybe a small eel. I don't know. All I know is I throw it in
there. It mimics a lot of different things.
It does.
And you have to put the action in it.
That's it. That's why I like fishing it, because you got to work it. I like working a bait. I don't like just throwing something out there and reeling
it. But, Mickey, I catch fish on that thing, dragging it on the bottom.
Well, you can do that. You can do the bottom dredge thing with it, and I guess it stands up just right and is, who knows? Fish like it. That's why I throw it. If it doesn't work, I don't throw it. You know,
yeah,
you don't get any bites on something, hey, don't mess with it. Go to something else.
And we used up all of my K. Wiggler 4-inch ball tails. I was down to just pure white. White, or if it had a little bit of a yellow tail, that worked too. I mean, everything was working. And it just,
cool.
You know, you just needed to fish it right. But those fish were deep. Everywhere we found them, there was 7 to 8 foot in the mouth of a ditch, or 9 foot in a bow, or whatever.
Well, fresh water will make them go deep. Hug the bottom.
Yes, that's exactly what they were doing.
Get down in that salinity, you know, because it layers like that. That salt water stays on the bottom. It pushes the fresh water up. It supports it, and we've seen that rodeo before. Let me knock this break out, Bill. I'll be right back at you, buddy. Hang with me.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, folks, are you looking for the ultimate outdoor adventure? Welcome to Rusty Hook Ranch, a premier hunting and fishing destination right in Matagorda, Texas. Whether you're after waterfowl, quail, thermal hog, or even alligator hunts, Rusty Hook Ranch has it all. And don't forget about their top-tier Matagorda Bay fishing charter. So bring your friends and your clients. Let the boys at Rusty Hook Ranch take care of everything, from five-star lodging, skeet shooting and sporting clays, to a fully stocked bass pond. So your weekend here, it'll be one you won't soon forget. So if you need a place for team building, family reunions, weddings, or other events, Rusty Hook Ranch can sleep large groups of up to 40 or host events for up to 300 people. So why wait? Experience the best of Texas at Rusty Hook Ranch. Book your adventure today at RustyHookRanch.com. That's RustyHookRanch.com. Tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Fox News is now streaming live on Fox One. The voices you trust, the stories you won't find anywhere else.
This is the story breaking right now.
Fox One, we live for lies.
Try it free for 7 days. Offers are subject to change. Go to Fox One for complete terms and conditions.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show, 417. All right, Bill, we are back, my friend.
Well, did you tell me at the start of the show that it was going to be northwest at 20?
Tomorrow it's going to have a little north-northwest in it, 15 to 25. That's the forecast, the Galveston forecast. Today, north at 20, you know, 25. So
I give up.
Don't we all?
I mean, golly. Well, that's okay. I'm going fishing anyway. It doesn't matter. Come hell or high water, I'm going.
That was a good movie.
I've pushed all these trips back to where I'm just about out of month right now. So I'm going fishing. I'm going to fish Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and right on, you know. And hopefully the weather will straighten up. But I have not been able to touch those tide runners in the channel for a week and a half now.
Yeah, they're totally just unharassed. Well, they'll be hungry when you get to them, Bill.
Oh, golly, you know it. Oh, they'll be stacked up. Oh, that's exciting stuff. But it's good to have options.
Yes.
And every May over here, around Mother's Day, those flounders show up. Now, I've only caught three yesterday, but they were solid.
Right.
You know. And they're ones I've been looking for. So hopefully they're going to be up there on that shoreline. And I did hit one corner of a point. It was a corner, 90-degree corner.
Right.
The bay offset a little bit. And we hooked up a nice red right there. And I said, oh, they're here. They're coming. But I just couldn't stay there. It was coming over the transom. And
Oh, man.
Trolling motor blowing out. I couldn't even spot lock. But the water was pretty good right there. I said, oh, yeah. This is going to happen right now.
You know, and sometimes when you get that water flowing, you know, you get, you know, a push of fresh water coming, it'll make that water good in areas that it hadn't been good. You know, it'll push it and have it kind of flow upwards and turn it good on the surface, too. And that's what we used to look for. You know, we'd get our rivers up and over here and you get a good predominant wind off of a shoreline, and it'd blow that fresh water kind of off, and you'd get those clear strips and pockets of clear water, and man, every fish in the world would be in them.
Yes, sir. That's exactly right. So you can't just look at a salinity chart.
No.
And
you got to go
ignore the whole lake. Yeah, you got to put yourself out there.
You got to go look, man.
I have a friend of mine just keeps calling me saying, man, look at the salinity chart. It's fresh. It's fresh. I said, you know, just shut up.
Yeah.
Don't throw that chart away. Don't worry about that. Get out there and look. And, you know, that I don't, some technology is really, really good. Like that 12-inch big screen I've got on that boat. Yeah, that's good. But technology just in of itself is, you wind up doing paralysis by analysis.
Yeah.
You're overanalyzing before you even get on the water.
Well, you end up becoming a textbook fisherman. And if you rely on just what you read and don't go see for yourself, that's, you know, I just call them textbook fishermen. They're defeated before they ever put the boat in. Well, the tides are weak today, and the wind's wrong, and, oh, God, why don't we try another day? Well, now if you'd go try that day and put your time in and effort and look, you'll find something.
That's right. Just go fishing. And wind directions means more to me than anything, and how strong. And if it's going to be raining all day, which it rained on us from 8 o'clock until 11:06, and it finally dripped out. And by then, we were all wet, even the guys that had good rain suits.
Well, good thing about it, at least it didn't cold.
Hey, buddy, I was underdressed, and I shivered.
Get wet and that wind's blowing like that, I mean, some of the coldest days I've had fishing have been in May before, you know, when a front comes in. Blaine and I were fishing a tournament down in Port Aransas one time, and the first day, you know, it was warm and sunny and nice, and we were wading and all that, and I'm glad I took my waders because the forecast, we had, one of those May Northerns come in, and we put our waders on the next morning. Thank God we did, or we'd had one miserable day. I had some buddies that didn't. They waded wet in that tournament, and they paid the price for it. They were so miserable they couldn't fish, you know.
Yeah, I was afraid I was going to get sick from yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, that 3 hours of shivering. But at least I had on some good heavy sweats, and that kept my legs warm. Even though they were wet, it was still...
I heard where there was 3 fishermen struck by lightning in Venice yesterday.
Oh, no.
I didn't get any more details. I'll be talking to Jeffco at the top of the hour. Maybe he knows more about it. And then I saw a video earlier. All that weather that came in and came through the Corpus area, you know, it all went out in the Gulf, and that's what kind of bypassed us. You know, we got the spinning showers off the top of it, but the really bad glob of weather went through the Gulf, and that's where it pulled in down your way and east of you yesterday.
And, they were showing coming right 90, down the coast.
90 mile an hour straight winds in Corpus Christi off of that.
Oh, good grief. Oh, wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Well, it was honking probably at 20 to 25 in gusts.
That's why y'all couldn't stay dry. I mean, when it's windy and rainy that, you can have the best gear in the world, and you're still going to get seepage. It's going to soak you up.
Yep. It just doesn't work out adequately. No. And I needed a heavy rain suit, for that kind of weather. My rain gear is rotten. It's just rotten. I'm killing you, man.
It's time to knuckle down and order another one. And, hey, good rain gear isn't cheap. You know, if you buy a bib and a good coat, and especially if it's Gore-Tex, you know, this time of year you need something breathable.
It's got to be breathable. And it'll turn off hot on you, and then, oh, man.
Then you're burning up.
Yeah. So, but anyway, you gotta have some of those bad days every once in a while. I try not to fish in the rain, you know, but every once in a while you just get caught. We launched the boat. They really wanted to go, and when we got over to Deep Bayou, it was like, okay, this is great.
Yeah, this
water color was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. First two or three stops I made didn't catch a fish. But we were optimistic. And then at 8 o'clock, that squall pulled off the gulf and hit us.
Ugh.
And I went, oh no. But hey, we had a great time in spite of that. And we had to scratch them out. But we found enough to keep us really busy.
Yeah.
And we'd go one here, twosie over there, one over yonder, maybe a throwback, and just keep bouncing around, and couldn't fish the main lake at all. Had to stay in ditches and mouths of ditches and corners and points that were
nook and cranny fishing.
Close to the wind. Nook and cranny, yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Are you fishing today?
No, Sunday. I tried to avoid today, and I probably should have fished today. But hey, whatever it is, it is.
Yeah.
But I've rolled everything forward. I mean, I canceled 6 trips last week, and I've got to put them somewhere. Now, hopefully, the weather will straighten out after this last cold front. And,
you know,
it'll open up.
This time of year, you don't mind those bad days if all of your water is good, you know, and all of your complex you're fishing. You can get out of the wind and make something happen. But when you eliminate a lot of places that are protected on the winds you pull because they're all messed up with fresh water, it's a game changer. It just ruins everything. You're just limited to what you can do. Sometimes you just have to cancel and wait. Wait for better conditions so you can get to the areas where you're able to catch fish because of the water being messed up. So
I mean, if you're a bass guide or crappie guide, you've got places that you can get out of the wind. And, you know, if you got sports that want to really fish in the rain, you can go do that. You know, you can find the areas to hide in. And down here, you're just out there in the middle of it.
Yeah, it's like a prairie. There's no cover or protection, you know, tall bluff banks and stuff to get behind like you can freshwater fishing.
Nope.
Plus freshwater. Nope. The water's already fresh, and the fish like it. When we get fresh water, that's not good.
Yeah. Yeah. But I haven't seen any Calcasieu guys, so they must be catching again.
Yeah, I mean, I'm seeing a little bit coming from over there.
I know that they don't like having to load their guests in the truck and drive 50 miles one way.
Yeah.
That can't be a popular deal with them since they've got the lodges and everything. So I feel sorry for those guys.
How far a run is it down the intercoastal from over there to the back of Sabine there, if you left?
Oh, it must be.
It's a pretty good boat ride, isn't it?
20 miles.
Yeah.
At least.
Well, that'd be better than the track if the weather's good.
Yeah, but then you come down the intercoastal and it's all fresh up there right now.
Yeah.
And dirty. So they just about have to come to the causeway.
Lord.
I know they don't like it.
No, I wouldn't either.
But I guess their fishing has improved, so they get like that, and we get like that sometimes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just they're like sister lakes, but they've got one big river and we have two.
Yeah.
So that affects us a little bit differently, but you know, everything's fresh right now. But I was really encouraged by catching those trout that had eggs in them. They were getting ready to dump them.
That's good.
Maybe on this full moon. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that moon's bright this morning. It's sure was pretty. All right, buddy.
Beautiful.
Well, Bill, if somebody wants to call you about coming over and hooking up, give them some info how they can reach you, my friend.
You can 409-673-9211 or fishsleanlake.com on the web.
All right, man. Well, dry out today and get ready for tomorrow.
Yes.
All right, buddy.
Well, thank you, buddy. Appreciate
it. Hey, thanks,
it.
Bill. Have a good one. See you, man. All right. Well, the 36th Annual CCA Star Tournament, that's fixing to crank up. Memorial Day weekend, it'll run all summer through Labor Day, and it's brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers, Progressive Insurance, and Academy Sports and Outdoors. Sign up today. You can take advantage of over $2 million in prizes and scholarships. That's for inshore and offshore divisions. 120 tagged redfish released in Texas inshore waters to fish for a boat and truck package, and other species like gaff top, drum, and sheephead. And you can offshore fish for great prizes when you catch red snapper, ling, dolphin, and kingfish. Go to startournament.org for rules, entry, and prize information. And the Star is brought to you by great sponsors like Whataburger, Showwater Boats, Mustang Cat, Dargle Boats, Transport Boats, Haney Boats, Chris's Marine, and McLean Trailers. Go to startournament.org, call 713-626-4222. Sign up today.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Fox News is now streaming live on Fox One. The voices you trust, the stories you won't find anywhere else.
This is the story breaking right now.
Fox One, we live for lies.
Try it free for 7 days. Offers are subject to change. Go to Fox One for complete terms and conditions.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 4:35 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run up to Lake Conroe and check in with a good friend, the Fish Dude. Hey, Richard, what's going on?
Not a lot, Mickey. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, nothing, man. Just grinding her out. How about you?
Getting headed to the lake anyway, man. It's nice and cool up here.
Yeah, it was nice and cool this morning when I walked out the door. I said, man, this feels great. Wish it'd stay this way all year.
I'll tell you what, yesterday I had to put me on a jacket. I mean, it was crazy.
Yeah.
But that north wind was kicking pretty hard yesterday morning. It was something else.
Yeah.
I mean, it was going pretty good, but, you know, like right now, my left house is 58, now it's 61, so let's get around that asphalt highway. It gets a little bit warmer, but 58, 61, either one is still cooler than it was. So
cool day in May.
I know, it's kind of crazy. I was thinking it was supposed to be early spring or late spring, early summer right now instead of wintertime, but that's all right. That's all right. So it doesn't matter to me. I can put a jacket on now, but they're talking about by Tuesday getting up to around 90. I mean, good night.
Yeah, so, we'll be a little cooler here on the coast next week, but Houston and northward there, they're calling low 90s. How about that? Summer's here.
It is, isn't it? There ain't no doubt. So just time to get ready for it. Whatever, you ain't going to stop it. That's for dang sure. But I'll tell you what, yesterday we got out there and we tried a little bit of everything. Yesterday was more of my, I'm going to call it my drinking crew. So it's, well, we've been doing it so dang long and they just do the same old thing every year. They really don't fish a lot. Let's put it that way.
They just want the outing, man. The boat ride.
That's it.
Just hanging out with you and I'm sure you're never lost for words.
No, you know that. There ain't no doubt about that. And they've been doing it for well over 20 years now. So it's one of those things where, you know, we get out. So far, luckily, we've never had to cancel one out of these out of 20 years. We've had.
How about that?
I think the very first. I mean, it's crazy out with all the weather and stuff. Because there was one year we got out there and we thought we were going to have to cancel because storms were blowing through. But we gave it about an hour and it moved everything out, and we went out and went fishing anyway. So it's just one of them things. And like you say, they're more for the outing, get out on the boat ride and do that, and just kind of
right.
Talk smack to each other and all that good stuff. But other than that, it's all good. So we end up catching some fish, though, so it wasn't that big a deal. We caught a few hybrids, a few catfish, some white bass even. I mean, we had some big old white bass. Had four big white bass. It's like, good night. You know, first pulled them in, had to take a double take at them because thought, well, maybe those are little hybrids. But
yeah,
no.
Baby hybrids.
Yeah, I mean, because they were good 16-inch fish, you know, and it's for a white bass, that's a big
those
rest.
Those are nice ones. So, yes, sir.
Yes, sir. And I mean, just as thick as they could be, but they were definitely white bass. So, you know, that's the thing. I've talked about it before.
What's a minimum length on a white bass?
I think it's 12 inches.
12?
So it may be 10, but I think it's, I've always gone by 12.
Yeah, crappie, I know crappie's 10, so yeah, maybe it is 12.
Yeah, crappie are definitely 10 inches and white bass are 12, but you know, I've always used that 12-inch on a white bass because you get a white bass smaller than that, he ain't got nothing on him anyway.
Well, even a crappie, a 10-inch crappie, I don't even like keeping
them. Yeah.
That's a potato chip.
Yeah.
That'll just make them 12 inches also.
That, you know, that's kind of the way I feel about them for the most part. You know, it's I get some people that they want every dang thing they can keep.
Yeah.
And they'll nitpick it, but with me, I'm like you. You know, give me a 12-incher or better, and that's because they start to get thicker when you get those 12-inch fish. You know,
yes.
Those 10-inch ones are,
you know, you can fillet them, get some meat off of them. You know,
absolutely, and that's what I tell people anymore with the way the catfish are. You know, and they'll say, well, what's the limit on them? I say, well, what the limit is. There's really no size limit as far as minimum size, but I don't keep them unless they got a chunk of meat on them. If they ain't got no meat on them, and they'll see me hold them up and look at them and stuff like that. Even if that sucker could be 16 inches long, but if he's thin as he can be, I'm gonna chunk him back.
I mean,
there ain't no sense, because what happens, especially this time of year, you get a lot of those male channel cats, and those male channel cats are thin. I mean. They are just thin as they can be. And I don't know if catfish do like bass do, where they protect a nest or whatever. But when they get out there and start laying them eggs, those males are just, I mean, they are so thin. You can have an 18-inch channel cat, and when you fillet him, you might get a quarter-inch thick piece of meat off of it. I mean, it's only about an inch and a half wide, maybe. And it's like, you got to be kidding me. I mean, and there just ain't nothing there. I mean, it's almost see-through. And it's like, no, I don't do that. And people say, man, that was a big one. No, he had a big head. He didn't have no body on him.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing. So, you know, I always look and find those nice, thick fillets. I don't – You know, I don't want those little ones. I mean, that's the thing. You get those nice thick fillets, that's worth it. Whenever you get something that's skinny or thin or sickly or whatever, no, I ain't keeping them dang things. Chunk them back. They ain't no good. So, but, you know, that's the big thing about them is just doing all that stuff like that. And like with those catfish, like I saw here lately, I've been catching the heck out of a bunch of little rascals. But now Thursday when the wife and I went out there, we ended up keeping 41, I believe, in about 2 hours that were some pretty nice fish. But we bounced around to a couple of spots because I'd had some spots where I'd been catching them pretty good. Matter of fact, today I got some guys I had a couple of weeks ago, and in about an hour, we had 75 of them off of this one spot. Well, those rascals have done moved, you know, with this water coming up and going down, and because that's what's happening right now. The lake's up, but it's not over pool. I hadn't checked the level exactly, but they've been dropping water out of it pretty dang quick, and so it's kind of maintaining and a high level. They may actually shut the gates down by now, but there's Thursday, you could tell there was a current. There was a yeah. definite current from where they were pulling the water, because you had dropped the bait in the water, and by the time it hit the bottom, it had already moved a foot. So there was definitely a current, and we were way up on the north end. So it's one of those things where once you start seeing that current like that, you kind of have to adapt and change where you're fishing at, pretty much, you know, because it changes where fish position and how they position. Yeah, I mean, you know that fishing down there in the coast, you know, y'all deal with that on a daily basis, where up here on Lake Conroe, we don't get it very often. So when you get that current, you gotta kind of change your game plan and just adjust and figure it out. And once you figure it out, it's easy. But yeah. till you figure it out, it's like, good night, what's going on? Because we started off, I guarantee you, we probably had 30 little ones right off the very, very first spot. And I'm going, dang, we got to move. We got to get away from this. And then moved out to this other one. And
well, you boom, can't there catch big ones until you pull off the little ones.
That's right. That's right. You know, that's just like I was talking about that Tuesday night deal where I was on those little bass schooling on the surface. I mean, dang, they were fun to catch because you don't see them on Conroe that often. But, you know, I knew not a one of them was going to do me any good. But I wasn't going to quit catch them. You know, when you catch a fish every cast for an hour, it's like, I'm not leaving. You can't help it. I mean, it's, you know, it reminds me of way back when the hydrilla was real thick on Rayburn and even Toledo Bend and Conroe when it had it. And any lake that gets hydrilla in it and it gets real thick, those fish, for some reason, will school all around it. And even in open water, they school a lot and get up on the surface. And, man, when you get the right ones that get schooling on the surface like that, it's a blast. Even though the ones I had weren't the right ones, they were just fun fish to catch. The, you know, like Rayburn years ago, I was on my way to weigh in one time, and a school of 8-pounders came up on the surface. Man, you chuck at those rascals and get you a couple of them out of there, they help your bag. There ain't no doubt. But, and I've done it a couple of times, but there's other times you stop on them, you can't get them to bite. But when you see 8-pounder schooling on the top, that is a blast. I mean, because all it takes is two or three, and you got a good stringer of fish to weigh in at that point. But it's like I say, Conroe, I hadn't seen it in years. And matter of fact, it's probably been at least, oh, good night, it's been at least 20 years since I've seen them schooling on the surface like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to say, when you see it, you just don't want to back down off of it. And that's like those stripers, you know, the regular stripers. The hybrids will do it every once in a while, but like over at Buck Cannon and stuff like that, man, those stripers will get to schooling on the surface, and you'll have a dang 3/4 mile square full of them just jumping everywhere. I mean, one of the last times I was over there, they were schooling on the surface like that. And I mean, when you duck your head down, it sounded like you were in a washing machine. Because, yeah. I mean, you duck your head down, take one off the hook, and they're splashing water in the boat. You know, I mean, they're just all around you. You can't get right out of them, you know.
I got you.
And that's I mean, it's just a hoot when you get into stuff like that. And I mean, it's literally every cast you're catching a fish.
Right.
I mean, if you miss them, it wasn't the fish's fault. It was something you did. So
exactly. All right, Richard, I got a roll, man. Throw them out some info. Somebody wants to call you back coming up to Conroe.
All right, Mickey, you want to get in touch with me, 936-661-7920. You can find me on Facebook. Just check out the Fish Dudes Guide Service. You can email me at admin@fishdudetx.com or just check out the webpage, fishdudetx.com.
All right, man. Go get a cat attack.
Yes, sir. Y'all have fun.
Hey, you too, Richard. Have a good weekend. See you, man.
All right.
Later. All right, let's hop over to Matagorda and see what's going on with Charlie P. this morning. Good morning, Charlie. How you doing?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing fine. Getting ready to fight the elements.
Yeah.
Like most people.
I know it.
It's hoping we got a little less wind today.
Yeah, for now, they're calling for it to blow pretty good out of the north, but I'm not seeing it yet. I mean, I don't know what the deal is, but it's a forecast.
Yeah,
it's about a 50-50 prediction rate, you know, being right. So
I know yesterday y'all had, you were saying the wind was like 20, 25 at the jetties already. And
yeah, we had more wind than y'all, you know, and I'm looking at the harbor right now. It's 7 out of the north. Now over at Port O'Connor there at the little jetties, it's 18. But
yeah. Yeah, we had a break. It didn't come up till about 8:30 and, right. You know, it was still doable then. We had like 3 lodges, you know, full yesterday running trips. So we had a lot of boats on the water yesterday.
I bet y'all did.
Yeah. But everybody caught fish.
Well, that's good.
You know.
It's good to hear.
So I waded, finally had some wade fishermen Thursday.
Yeah.
And, I don't know. They caught 35 or 40 trout, and most of them 17, 18-inch fish, but
right.
maybe 10 fish over 20.
Well, that's good.
And,
it's not bad.
Yeah. And that's what they did, you know, all of April over here with all that damn wind. You needed to be wade fishing to have those good trips.
Exactly.
I didn't have them. I think I had 2. And those 2 wanted to go west, and they were on no tide days, and everybody was in East Bay catching them, and we were over there struggling. So
West Bay pecking on them.
yeah. But you know, I am talking to people that are going down west, and it's real good down there. It just nobody's. Well, we don't have the crowds down here for one thing. There's just not a lot of people fishing except on weekends.
Yeah.
So. We've got fish in both bays.
People and, working, man, having to pay bills, catch up.
Yeah. Yeah, and dealing with this economy.
So, that's right.
Yeah. But we have plenty of fish to catch over here. And, you know, I heard you talking about those mackerel birds a while ago.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't remember seeing them damn things up down here till about 8 or 9 years ago.
Right.
Do you remember them back in the old days?
Yeah, in Galveston Bay, I used to see them. I've been seeing them forever, but there was a lot of places you never saw them. I didn't ever see them over Sabine Way all the years I fished over there.
Yeah.
So,
well, they weren't over here until about, I don't know, 8 or 9 years ago I started seeing them. But, you know, whenever you do see them, they are overfished, no
doubt.
They are. Yeah.
Out of doubt.
We used to have big schools of redfish out in the middle of the bay here,
mm-hmm.
and it just seemed like the last couple of years we don't find them like we used to, and those little mackerel birds would be over them.
Yeah, they spot reds real good.
Yeah, but hey, everybody's catching fish over here, Mickey.
Good.
It's May, and. And we're still dealing with wind. The whole damn year it's been windy.
I know it. Man, if we could just get the wind to cooperate for a couple of weeks in May, people would see some catches. I mean, May's a good month if you can get the right conditions. Man, everything gets favorable. May's a great month.
Right.
Look at all the big trout that used to be caught in May. You know, especially when they had the Marburgers tournament in May years back. Man, there were some toads weighed in.
Yeah, and, you know, we have yet to have the surf right over here. Usually you guys in April, you know, have some great catches in the surf over there. And man, with all that wind, I don't see. Yeah, I don't see how anybody could have gotten to surf yet.
It's like Waimea Bay every day.
Yeah, but yeah, I don't know. We got some good solid fish around here, and it's really helping with everybody releasing those better fish. And
it is. It'll eventually make a difference. People just have to be patient. It's only been a year since we went to these new limits.
Right. I just hope when these guys really get going with those croakers that they don't beat up on them too bad, you know.
Well, you got to pay $1 to $1.50 a piece for them. They're going to get their money's worth out of them. They're going to rip holes in anything. They're going to catch them.
Yeah, I know they are.
But one good thing about it, if you can find something good out of it, is that, you know, with the hooks they use, those kales, and some of them use circles, whatever, they don't hook those fish deep. A lot of them skip through the mouth and grab tissue, and they're not tearing them up, so to speak, you know, choking them out.
Yeah. I don't know about those hooks. I have never fished like that. I don't think I've ever allowed a croaker in my boat.
I'll be the first to admit it. I tried it years back, and it just wasn't for me.
Yeah.
First thing I said, this ought to be against the law. It was that good. Going, oh, man, this is crazy. I'd heard about it and read about it, and I did it, and I go, oh, man, this is not good. Anybody can catch them like this.
Yeah, I can remember twice back when I was – one time we were all lined up at Fat Rat and, you know, catching those 2.5 to 4 pound fish on Red Shad Bass Assassins.
Right.
And I foul hooked a little croaker, and I don't know how he was surviving amongst all those fish. And I went to take him off, and I didn't. Somebody said, leave him on there, and I threw it back out and caught a 5 pound trout.
Yeah.
God,
yes, sir.
Yeah. I said,
well,
that
if it didn't
right.
work, nobody would spend all that money buying them. They're legal.
No joke.
They are legal.
No joke. People are addicted to it, man.
These
younger kids are.
Yeah.
Holy
well, it's easy.
Cow. Yeah.
And it's a confidence thing. They know they're going to get bit with one.
Yeah,
everything likes them. Gaff top, hard heads, redfish, flounder, trout. Everything eats a croaker.
I wish those gaff top would like them more. It'd suit me just fine.
Yeah.
Let them eat.
We need to have a gaff top harvest. Get some tournaments going and kill them all. Thin
Teach
them out
those porpoises that eat them.
Yeah. I don't want them fins. And I can't blame a porpoise. I wouldn't stick one of them nasty things in my mouth either.
Yeah.
Not when there's plenty of trout to eat. All right, Charlie P, you running again today?
Yes, sir. Getting ready to roll.
Well, go get them, man. Throw out a number. Somebody wants to call you about coming over and fishing with you.
713-725-2401.
All right, buddy. Charlie, have a good day. Hope the wind stays down for you. All right, buddy. See you, man.
Take care.
All right, that's Captain Charlie Paradosky in Matagorda. The 36th Annual CCA Star Tournament, that's fixing to crank up Memorial Day weekend. It'll run all summer long through Labor Day, and it's all brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers, Progressive Insurance, and Academy Sports and Outdoors. Get signed up today. Take advantage of over $2 million in prizes and scholarships for inshore and offshore divisions. 120 tagged redfish will be released in inshore Texas waters. Other species to fish for, like gaff top, drum, and sheephead. And you can offshore fish for great prizes when you catch red snapper, ling, dolphin, and kingfish. Just go to startournament.org for rules and entry and prize information. And the Star is brought to you by great sponsors like Mercury Marine, Lone Star Beer, Hall Power Polaris, Mountie Boats, Texas Fish and Game Magazine, ABC 13, Cryptek, and Coastline Trailers. Go to startournament.org, call 713-626-4222, sign up today.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
On Fox One, you can stream Fox's biggest moments live.
Get out!
Bigger.
I can feel the sweat and I can smell it a little.
Bigger.
That was genius.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Fox One, we live for live. Streaming now.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Ever walked past a place for rent and wish you could just peek inside? Maybe even explore the layout? Envision the natural light streaming through the windows? Or plan where your vinyl record collection would go? At apartments.com? You can. With tools like their 3D virtual tours, you can see the exact unit you'd be living in. Really envision yourself in your new home with Apartments.com. The place to find a place.